Indigo Girls, Don't Give That Girl a Gun. The time, 9:04 on RTRFM 92.1. And that was taken from their CD called Shaming of the Sun. And Shia Queer, that's coming up in about another 5 minutes. Grant has just entered the building. Indigo Girls, that was great.
Thank you.
Thanks. It was fun. Fun to be here.
Now, in this CD, you've got a list of various resources, things like Women's Action for New Directions, Handgun Control, Honour the Earth campaign, and lots more. I've also noticed that you've played lots of benefits and helped certain groups. It must be good being in your position, knowing that you've got the power to help these sort of lesser groups like these.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of... I mean, I've been doing benefit work for a long time, and along the way we've met some amazing activists, grassroots activists, particularly within, like, the Native American communities, and they've taught us a lot about how people can come together for change. And so we just like to play benefit shows, and then, like, listing the resources on the album is just, if someone wants to check out a certain group or is interested in a certain cause, it's just... they can look at that address or that phone number or website or whatever and know who to get in touch with. So it's just another way to put some resources and education out there for people.
Do you get much feedback from fans? You know, like if you put a song out, people get in contact with you and say, thanks for this song, it made me feel a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, we do get feedback. It's kind of like, I guess our whole thing is just that mutual sort of understanding of each other and give and take and stuff. And so... you know, fans will say this helped them out or this or that, and then sometimes they'll put us in touch with something that helps us out, you know, like a resource or something that we didn't know about or a group or something. So it's kind of, it's neat, but it makes you feel good when you write something and you feel like it's getting across.
Yeah. Also, last year you organized some sort of talent search. You're looking for the best young lyric writer in the country. And you went to, it says, junior high and high school students. So how did things go with that?
Well, it was actually organized by a group called Scholastic, which is a national high school, junior high sort of network. And they had this contest where we would pick winners from semifinalists and, you know, give out a bunch of prizes, and then have the top winner would get a free show at their high school. And so it was great. I mean, it was moving because... the range of poetry was like people talking about gang warfare and being abused by their parents, all the way up to like love sonnets. And so it ranged, and you got this window into people's lives and how, what they think about when they're teenagers. And it was good for us to remember that, I think, and to understand what's going on in that population of people right now. I mean, they're very savvy and much less naive than we were. And it's actually a good group of people to, I think, to talk to and congregate with, because they really can make a change, and they don't seem as apathetic as maybe some others are.
The winning lyrics, did you get to perform them at that high school?
Yeah, we did.
The girl who won, and it was really, really hard to pick one winner, because as Amy is saying, it ran the spectrum of experience, but we went to her high school in Montgomery, Alabama, which is a trip, you know, the conservative South, and she was a young Afro-American woman, and she got to read her winning thing to the school, and then we performed some songs for the kids and stuff. It was really cool.
Yeah, it sounds it.
Yeah, it was a good thing.
The time is 7 minutes past 9:00 on RTRFM 92.1. Time to go. Indigo Girls, thanks a lot for coming in. That's Amy and Emily from the Indigo Girls, and you can catch them tonight at the Perth Concert Hall. And to go out, another song from their CD, Shaming of the Sun. This is Scooter Boys.
Oh, we just heard that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, we did. Pick a song then.
Pick a song.
Caramia.
Play Caramia. Yeah, that'd be great.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.